USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump says he'll keep going with his legal challenges to the results of the 2020 presidential election as electors prepare to cast their votes on Monday. He says the election ended up hinging upon a small number of states where he accused state Democrats of cheating to win the election. He tells Fox News he's disappointed that the Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying they ignored a mountain of evidence in refusing to take the case.
We've proven it, but no judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard. The Supreme Court, all they did is say, we don't have standing. So they're saying essentially that the President of the United States and Texas and these other states, great states, they don't have standing. They didn't go into the evidence.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.